Outside Marks and Spencer's.
Filmed it. Have you recorded on your iPad? What have you recorded? A how many minute video on? Yeah? I couldn't pronounce their name. Muy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've said it in here. There are how many people? I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see 5 of them. And 1, 2, 3, 4 of them have facial hair. Yes. The guy who's on the guy who's about to play doesn't. There's a lady photographing on her iPad. There's a guy with a digital camera shooting. Somebody else on a fucking camera shooting. The young woman smoking, two women smoking. No man smoking, three women smoking. People are walking up with 10 euro notes and handing it to them. Guy on an iPhone across there. He looks like he's recording sound. This is what you get if you come to Dublin. Across the way from Brown Thomas, I see the Canadian flag, the EU flag, the Irish flag, and sunshine. And Tommy Hilfiger. Finger. That's it. We better move on. Okay, it was just very near here that the busker who inspired the film once was overheard busking on the side of the street. And that led to a film, which I think might even have won an Oscar for the best music in a film, I'm not sure. But certainly the film Once is a stunning film. We're now walking on what you can clearly tell if you were here is nothing but brands all over the place. You're assaulted on all sides by names. By what?
The Body Shop.
The Body Shop, yes.
Rolex.
Fields.
Never heard of them. Meteor.
Dalvi, founded in 1897, men's shirts.
Bewley's.
Ah, Bewley's. Now, Bewley's Oriental Cafe. Cafes Limited. Now, this is where I spent loads of my time as a student. Used to walk down here and go in there, and it was stupendous.
Misspent youth.
It says free coffee or tea. A free coffee or tea with lunch portion of egg tagliatelle. This is a place that was founded in 1840. So those of you who are in North America, who were shortly after your revolution and shortly before your civil war, you know, eat your heart out. Come to Dublin.
You know,
like Twitter, like Facebook, like Google. Come to Dublin.
Join us.
Yes, join us. Yes, yes. Come over here. You know, we are the storytelling capital of the world. Dublin is the storytelling capital. Is it not? Would you say?
I bet you.
This is the best place for stories.
Come to Dublin.
I mean, scratch anyone in a pub and they'll tell you a story.
Start your own revolution.
Oh, hang on. Here's some more guys. Here, we've got an Illan Pipes. Is this... Is this an Illan Pipes or a Scottish bagpipes?
The Illan Pipes. The
will you play pipes. Will you play a little? There's a guy here wearing Fla Kjol na Heron, 2010. He's playing the flute. We've got a banjo. Jonathan, bend down and pick up the fiddle and play. There is a fiddle on the ground. There is money on the floor. Have you got any money? Yeah. Thanks, guys. Do you have a name?
Keep going. He's got a card.
Can we book you?
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah? Will you travel worldwide?
We just came back from India.
Where in India did you play?
All over India.
Bangalore, New Delhi, Calcutta and Chennai.
Did you play with any tabla players?
Mumbai.
Did you play with any tabla players? Instead of Bauron drums, they play tabla.
We've seen them. We saw them.
Yeah, we were considering purchasing.
That's our band. That's our card.
That's our card.
Ardesh.
Ardesh.
A-R-D-H-E-I-S. Traditional folk group. Are you on Twitter?
We are on Facebook.
You're on Facebook as A-R-D-E-I-S-F-O-L-K. And you're available for bookings in India.
Yes, do you do anywhere?
Will you go to Vancouver?
I would go to Vancouver tomorrow.
Will you go to Chicago?
I will go to Chicago.
Will you play in Chicago in May?
I will play in Chicago in May.
Okay, I'm not promising you anything, right? Right, right. Honestly, you'll go anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Where will, won't you go?
I won't go to Clare. Excuse
you won't go to the Republic of Clare?
Yep.
You won't cross the Shannon, is that true? Where are you from?
Dublin and Clare.
Where in Dublin?
Fibsborough.
Where in Clare?
Dor Bearfield.
Where?
Just outside Ennis. Dor Bearfield.
Oh, I know Ennis well. I was born in Limerick.
Where are you?
I was born west of the Shannon too. And where's this guy from?
He's a Wicklow man.
I'm a Wicklow man.
Oh, my commiserations. I'm very sorry for your trouble. Guys, okay, thanks a million. Wish you all the very best. I'll send you the copy of this audio. You're live on the world at 1733. Okay? We'll send it to you. We'll find you on Facebook, send you the audio. Thanks a million. Keep it up. Wow. See? It's as easy as that to get stories in Dublin, right? I tell you, you know, even we're outside Karen Millen, right? And we got that story. We got that story outside Rocks, Fine Diamonds, right? Didn't we, Jonathan?
We did.
Are you blown away?
I'm blown away. I love the way Irish people want to share their stories.
Feck around, it's called.
Absolutely. It's
feck like around. Tell
a wonderful
gift. What a surprise. Have you been anywhere? And they say they've been to... Did he say Bangalore?
No, Bangalore, India.
Bangalore is where that's the central of the... The technology, you know, developers stuff, you know, where lots of stuff has been outsourced to. What an amazing place. We better stop this audio before we get too excited. Here we are. Isn't it amazing? It's well worth going on tour, isn't it?
Phenomenal.
I reckon, you know, we could be like Misfits Inc. and just travel the world,
absolutely,
meeting people and, you know,
hearing,
helping them. Public. Hang on, we're going too far.
Oh, yeah.
Back down onto Ann Street South, right? Passing Dubray Books there on the right-hand side. That's where you buy Dubliners. Now, let me tell you about Dubliners. Dubliners is a book you must read. The reason you must read Dubliners is that Joseph O'Connor is doing a whole series of podcasts. Well, they're actually ordinary conventional radio diary pieces. I'm not sure how many days a week he's doing it, but I heard the first one yesterday. and he's actually talking about the book Dubliners. Now, the thing about the book Dubliners, besides it, it's James Joyce's most accessible writing, right? It's a series of short stories, and I'm not going to try and do a Joseph O'Connor on James Joyce. He knows his James Joyce much better than me. But the point about it is that there are, it's full of short stories, and one of them is called The Dead. Right, that's probably the most famous of them. But there are loads of other ones. And I think there's one even called Grace, same name as my daughter, right? Where the hell is... Hold on. We're looking for Davy Burns. Hold on. We'll ask somebody. Excuse me. Do you know where Davy Burns is? No, sorry.
Sorry.
They're from another country. Right. We need to find somebody. These guys will know. Hey, guys, where's Davy Burns?
Davy Burns.
Okay, not to worry. Davy Burns. Anybody know? We're looking for Davy Burns. We'll find it. What? No. Oh, that's Jay Byrne. That's where James Joyce wrote about Davy Burns. Anyway, on the streets here, there is a bit of consternation. We're looking for the pub where James... Anyway, back to Dubliners. You wanted to know about books that it's good to read to kind of get up to speed. We're going to have to get to Davy Burns the long way round. But hang on. Here's a man with a phone. Sorry to bother you. Could you tell us where Davy Burns is?
Davy Burns, right down to the end of the street.
Thank
and
goodness.
The first place on the left-hand side.
Is it any good?
It's nice, sir.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thanks a minute. There we are. We'll record more in Davy Burns. Bye. Dubliners. Well, I'll tell you about Dubliners later anyway.